שלום. On page 411 in Briti Shalom. Rabbi Natan talks, he says in Nikuta Lachot, על פי מאמר רבינו הקדוש, ויקוטי מורן תורה י"ד, based on תורה י"ד, which by the way is the תורה ושלום, שצריך אדם לכוון בלימוד תורתו, להעיר ולעורר בשורשי נשמות ישראל שחזרו בתשובה שלמה. When a person learns Torah, he has to have in mind that the Torah will go and affect all this, the root of the neshamot of Am Yisrael. Through that, Am Yisrael will do tshuva. ומחדר שרבי נתן בהלכה הנ"ל, רבי נתן מאיץ ובדיני הלכה מאיץ לחידוש, he says שבאמת עיקר הכוח להעיר ולעורר נשמות ישראל על ידי עסק התורה, that really this koach to shine down, to arouse the other neshamas to do tshuva through your learning Torah, really is only through the esek of the tzaddik. When the tzaddik is dealing with the Torah, then that's what happens. And therefore, what should a person do? Besides having in mind all of Am Yisrael and having in mind this Torah will affect all of Am Yisrael, connect the whole Torah to the tzaddik. And then the tzaddik can use it. Okay. That's what Rabbi Natan says. Evoar shetzarir, it's the lashon of Rabbi Natan. מבואר שצריך כל אדם לכוון דעתו תמיד, בפרט בעת עסקו בתורה ומצוות, שיהיה נמשך עליו והרם לצדיק האמת, שעוסק תמיד לעורר ולהעיר שורשי נשמות ישראל לידי עסקו בתורה. A person should always have in mind, in every Torah, every mitzvah he does, and especially when he's learning Torah הקדושה, that will be drawn down to him a light, the light from the tzaddik. Which tzaddik? The tzaddik which is always dealing to arouse other neshamas of Am Yisrael to do tshuva. I know one tzaddik does it all the time. Isn't it Rabbi Nachman? You heard of Rabbi Nachman of Breslau? Rabbi Nachman says every little tshuva that there is, it comes from me. Not from me, from Rabbi Nachman. Yeah. Every little tshuva. כי זה ידוע לכל שאף אפי שהצדיק עוסק להביא הערה והתעוררות אפילו לפושעי ישראל. It's known, right? It's obvious that even the tzaddik is always busy giving hirurim tshuva even to the worst of Am Yisrael, the poshim. אף על פי כן, לוודאי צריכים לזה גם התערות על ידעת מהאדם עצמו. We still need התערות על ידעת an arousal from below, from the man himself. If a person doesn't do something, he can't reach him. The story. He was a professor, a Jewish professor. Remember one of the states in one of the countries in Europe. And he wanted to learn Tanya. So he went to the Chabad Shaliach over there, Chabad Hasidim then. There wasn't Shlichim before the time of Shlichim. He said, teach me Tanya. So we told him, I don't know, we have to ask our Rebbe. So they sent to the Rebbe Arayatz, who's still around in America. They sent him a letter. What do we do? So the Rebbe told them, okay, you can teach him, but he has to put on a kippah when he teaches. So they told him, fine, we'll teach you, you have to put on a kippah. He said, no, I don't want. He said, okay, fine, no. No, so no. So then he said, you know what, it's fine, I'll put on a kippah. He said, they're serious. And he did tshuva at the end. So they asked the Rebbe, well, why was there need the kippah? He said, the person has to do something from below. Has to subdue himself a little bit, something to show that he's accepting the yoke of heaven. He put on a kippah, now he's able to accept. Otherwise, it's like learning other chachmas, it's learning mathematics. It's not going to affect the person. Okay? So even though the tzaddik is always dealing with bringing people close to Hashem, a person also needs to have something from below. Okay? וכל מה שהאדם מכוון דעתו לזה ויותר ועוסק בתורה ויותר, עדיין נמשך עליו ביותר עד הערה ביותר עד שיזכה שוב בתשובה בשלמות. So the more person has this in mind when he's learning Torah, all the נשמות of Am Yisrael, so he can arouse them, כאילו opens a channel for the tzaddik to get them, כביכול. רבי נתן מלמד אותנו, רבי נתן teaches us, שהנשמה שכל אחד נמצאת בין אותן נשמות שהצדיק עוסק בהן ולאור אותה. רבי נתן teaches us over there, all of our neshamas, also the tzaddik is dealing with us to arouse it, to awaken us. וכל אחד, כפי שיותר יכוון להמשיך את הערת לימודו של הצדיק על עצמו, in each one, the more he has in mind to get down the light of the tzaddik on himself, on his neshama, כך הוא יותר זוכה להערה זו, then he merits more this הערה, this light from the tzaddik. וזה חידוש גדול ועצום, שנותן לנו הבנה in this. This is the great chidush that gives us understanding how our learning Torah has to be. וכל אחד צריך לזכור היטב ההגדרה זו של רבי נתן גלשונו. חיון תמיד. You have to remember the way רבי נתן phrased it, and remember this all the time when we're learning. What does he say? שיהיה נמשך עליו הערה מהצדיק האמת, שעוסק תמיד לעורר ולהעיר שעושים שמוד ישראל עוסקו בתורה, they'll be drawn down from him, this light from the tzaddik האמת, from the true tzaddik, which is always dealing to arouse the neshama of Am Yisrael through his learning, his Torah learning. הכוונה הפשוטה, the simple understanding is like this. כשאדם ימד תורה ושעזור בתשובה, a person has to have in mind when he's learning Torah that it will affect him that he will do tshuva. In order to go out of it, it's bad. ויקשר את עצמו לצדיק שיכול להעיר בו את הראש התורה. Therefore, he should also connect himself to the tzaddik, which is he has the power to give the light of the Torah. Say, "Areni mekasha." Before you learn, v'chapes b'Torah etzot v'chizukim lekiyum b'Torah. And also, he should look, seek through the Torah that he's learning, advice and chizuk how to fulfill the Torah. Like Rabbi Natan writes in the, like Ramban writes in his famous Igeret. Right? What does he say over there? He writes to his son, when one gets up and is learning, look in the book and see what could I take in here in the Maisa. What's practical out of here? Right? Also the advice of Yibodudut is also in the Torah. Okay? And if someone is looking for advice and he's looking to draw down on himself this light from the tzaddik, okay, he'll also find where he dwelt in Torah. Where's the other guy there that he said his brother wants to know where he dwelt it? I told him that already. I told him if his brother looking for the truth, he also come to Torah, to where he dwelt in Torah. He'll find in Bulidut, he'll find in the Torah, in Shmirat HaEinah, whatever he wants to get close to Hashem, he'll find in the Torah. That's what Rav Hirsch always says. Sur Mera, is Shmirat HaEinah. Aseh Tov, is Emunah. Which, how do you, what's Emunah? Tefillah. Someone, the more Emunah he has, the more he prays, the more Bulidut he does. Yes. He has less emuna. It's hard for him to eat bulletin because he has less small emuna. The more his emuna will grow in Hashem. Hashem is kol yachol. Hashem can do everything through tefillah. So then, it's easier for him to do longer eat bulletin. I've heard Rav Dov told you that he did 80 hours eat bulletin without even knowing. Right? He said this one day. Ech zeh. Because when a person is davek in Hashem, like Rav Dov is, he can do also many others. Like Rav Dov cooking in Tveria. He stands for an Esther for 20 hours sometimes.
Yeah.
You go see, he's in Tveria. Beyond the Sechel. But when they come and whisper in his ear, Rav Shalom is coming, so he finishes for an Esther fast. Top. רבי נתן continues over there and says שכל אחד ואחד עובר עליו מה שעובר. Each and every one of us, we go through what we go through, and we have big ניסיונות, big tests in the world. וכשמתמיד בקביעות עתים לתורה עם הכוונה, when someone, even though he goes through a lot of things, but he's makpid to what he learns every day, a certain limud that he has every day, to do it every single day, bikviut. Bikviut, every day, with this intention that he wants to draw down on himself this life in the tzaddik, and then he wants the Torah to affect him, that he'll be able to tshuva on everything wrong in his life, that he wants to fix everything, wants the neshama to, when he go back to Hashem, to be completed, to be able to finish the tikkun this time, not to come back again. So then, even though he goes through whatever, he'll be able to stand. So inyan of kviut. Kviut, consistency, is very important. זה למעשה ההכנה לקבל את האור של הצדיק. This is the practical preparation for receiving the light of the tzaddik. Not to give up over and over and over. To have right intention when you're learning. הוא מדמה את זה לעניין השמש של המנורה. רבי נתן, he compares this to the oil of the menorah. As Hanukkah is coming up soon. שכל אחד צריך להביא את הטוב שבו. שזה השמן זית. Tzaddik, because he came now, I have to repeat something very important. Rabbi Natan says over here, yeah, that all the advice that person needs to serve Hashem are in the Torah that he's learning. And the Torah that you're learning, wherever you're up to, that's where you have the advice over there. And if someone's looking for the truth and he has the right intention when he's learning, meaning the intention to draw down on himself the light from the tzaddik, and the intention that he wants the Torah is going to change him, the Torah is going to bring him close to Hashem, and will be able to affect him, then he'll find in the Torah also the advice of Itbodedut, and he'll find in the Torah itself the advice for going to eyes. And whatever he's dealing with, serving Hashem with, he'll find in the Torah that he's learning. You can see it clearly, like you can learn the Chulin or Zivachim or anything, and you'll find whatever you need in there that you need to serve Hashem with. I wanted to say that because his brother, remember. So a person has to force himself to learn Torah. To force himself to do mitzvah, even though it's not going well. Okay? And all this, why is he doing this? Why am I doing this? Even when it's hard for him, why am I doing this? Because I want, okay, to be a kli for this light of the tzaddik to come down to me. What's the light of the tzaddik? I mean, the koyach to get close to Hashem. The koyach to serve Hashem. The Torah will have the koyach to change me. Okay? And his neshama is going to move. Ah, I have a great story for this. Chabiyana said, Ad Bishat Tzvlina, I think that was what it was. There was once a priest. What was it? A galach, yeah? That he wanted to make nefashot for the Christians. He was a missionary. This is 200 years ago, over 200 years ago. Yeah, in Europe. Maybe 300 years, a long time ago. And he wanted the chab boys from the yeshiva over there to bring them to be Christians. So what did he do? He found a Jew who wasn't so Jewish, and he took Teach Me Torah, and he taught him a lot of Torah, and he knew Torah. And then he grew pious and a beard, and he looked Jewish, and he dressed like a Jew, and he went in the yeshiva, and he started to learn. And he wanted this way to become their friends, and they drag them to Christianity. Rabbi Yonah Shevichitz comes in, walks straight up to him, starts asking questions. The first day that he's there. And then he wasn't able to answer a lot of questions, so they found that he's a goy, and he threw him out of his Mendish. That's what I read.
He answered, but he was like a robot.
Okay, I read it this way, you read that way. The point is that, so they asked Rabbi Yonah Shevichitz, how did you know? How do you know he's a goy? Fine, he asked the goy. He said, everyone here in the yeshiva, they're learning like this. They're moving, they're excited, they're moving. Because the neshama inside makes you move. That's why a Jew moves when he's davening. Ever see a Jew davening like this? No, he moves, yes, like this. There's something, he's moving. His legs, he's learning. And he has to, he's rattling. And malasat. The neshama is a flame moves. Okay? But this guy, I walked in, I see him, he's like a math book. And moving nothing. So he can't be Jewish. Then he found out he was a guy. Can't, the neshama left to be on flame. How do we make the neshama on flame? So through the learning Torah with the right intention. Abinatan teaches, the right intention is to have in mind two things. First of all, that the light and the tzaddik will come down to me. You just say, Arayni Mekashen Atzmi, very good. Second thing is that the Torah I'm learning, so the Torah will, the light of the Torah will be able to change me. So when you have this in mind, then the Torah affects you more. The Torah could affect you. The more you have this in mind, the more the Torah could affect you. How do you make olive oil? Olive oil, if you went to a press, you break them. In those days, you broke them. Then you put them in this under the Korah, under the big beam, with these round things that pressed it down. Stay there for a long time, everything came out. Then you take it, you grind it, and also that, you take all the juice out of that. And then you get oil. Then you could... you can light the oil. Same thing else. We have to be pak. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Work, doesn't work. Doesn't make a difference. We're doing our job. And then Hashem, someone matmim, he's always dealing, always doing. Zad Hashem, the light of the tzaddi will shine through him. Zad Hashem. So, let's see the end of Shmuel's life.